Welcome to the show that helps you break through barriers to achieve an extraordinary life. This is Life, Then Finance with your host, Caroy King. Questions from listeners just like you will help to foster practical solutions to issues in your life. Now, here is your host, Caroy King.
Hi, this is Caroy again with LifeThenFinance.com. Welcome to this episode. We are going to have an awesome time. I hope you're enjoying all the previous episodes. Well, today our topic is simple, which is wisdom. It's amazing how everyone wants to be smart. Well, it's a good thing, but when we talk about, this time I'm not talking about smart, I'm talking about the real wisdom, the one that comes from above. And our goal today is to, you know, understand what it is, how to identify it, where to find it. And I'm sure that will be helpful because we don't want to confuse just being smart and some mediocre wisdom to the real thing. Remember, every real thing has a duplicate out there. So since we are very cautious of what we are doing here, we'll be able to identify and be able to crave for it, because it is extremely frustrating to get to your purpose if you don't have the wisdom, the true wisdom. So the first question will be, what is wisdom? And simply put, wisdom is the principal thing. And I found this definition somewhere where it said wisdom is the soundness of an action or decision with regards to the application of experience, knowledge, and good judgment. In short, wisdom is applied knowledge. And it's interesting because once you get knowledge, which is the raw material to wisdom, then you need understanding of that knowledge for it to graduate to wisdom. But between understanding and wisdom, there has to be revelation of exactly what you, of the knowledge you got. Then once you apply it, to the degree you apply it, that's where the transformation actually happens. So we have knowledge, we have understanding, we get revelation, then wisdom, once it's applied to the degree we've applied it, then we'll see transformation. So there are many steps. For example, you see so many people, they read a lot of books, but then since they are not applying anything or getting any form of revelation, you don't see any transformation. So it's not enough just to get the right knowledge, but there has to be an understanding. Then you have to get revelation. Then that revelation, once you apply it in aggressively in big degrees, then it will go on to transformation. For example, you see people who have 2-3 degrees, but they are still losers in life. Why? Because that was just an education and they got some knowledge here and there, but that doesn't translate to transformation. And our goal today is actually to know where the real wisdom is, because we are looking for real transformation. I want us to remember that in all our doings, we have to get knowledge. And with the knowledge, let's make sure we find understanding. We have to crave for it. No man shall prevail by strength alone. It's not by strength or by might, but it's by the Spirit that will be able to do the things we are called to do. So once you find your purpose, you know, there has to be knowledge to engage the plan that will actually lead you to your purpose. I wanted also to mention obedience. When you get those aha transformation moments, quick obedience and the implementation is key. As soon as you find what you've been looking for, you have to run and actually apply, because there is favor during that time. All the elements here, once you get an aha moment, there is that extra strength you get when you've realized, oh my goodness, I found the answer. So make sure to engage and apply yourself quickly because it will wear off. Life happens and we get distracted and look everywhere else, yet the answer is right there where you are. Sometimes you've already received the answer, but since you didn't get time to engage yourself, nothing happens. So I wanted also to mention there are different types of wisdom. For example, there is demonic wisdom. You know, just because it's the enemy doesn't mean they're not wise. They have all kinds of schemes and tactics they use. There is also earthly wisdom. This is common sense. For example, when a baby is born, they know to breastfeed. At some point, the baby starts to walk and then run. You don't have to teach them all these things because they were born with them. Then there is the intellectual wisdom, which we get from school, from all the education. But as I told you before, it doesn't mean that since you got that degree, that you have real wisdom. Then there is heavenly wisdom. And this heavenly wisdom is the one that comes from God. There is a way you can tell the difference between earthly wisdom and heavenly wisdom. For example, earthly wisdom has characteristics of bitter envy, selfish ambition. You see people, you know, they work so hard and as they get promoted, it's on everybody's, you know, it's like they have to stab people in the back just to get promoted, forgetting that you can still be raised up without stepping on anybody's toes. There is also a lot of disorder when it comes to earthly wisdom. There is a lot of evil practices, for example, pride, arrogance, gossip, being judgmental, lack of humility with lying and cheating, cutting corners, all sorts of tricks and schemes. There is plenty of hatred, there is greed, and all forms of iniquity are in there. Yes, they'll start to raise up, but the way they are raising up through the earthly wisdom, everything is just done the wrong way. People hurt others along the way as they are promoted up. There is a lot of greed, irregardless of who will be hurt. Remember Enron? And we know it wasn't the only one. There are so many companies like that. Irregardless of the people around them and the consequences, they just step on everybody's toes. Then with the heavenly wisdom, you can identify it by it's full of purity and there is peace and love, very considerate. The wisdom from God is submissive. Remember where it says wisdom builds her house and understanding establishes it? Yes, so as we build our companies and our families, it's wisdom that builds them in the process. Being submissive may be necessary, being submissive to people in leadership, to people in whatever establishment you're in. God places the leaders above you. You may not like them, but there is a reason why he put them there. And our job is to be submissive, and God will take care of the rest. Because if the person in leadership is not right, God is big enough to take care of that. That shouldn't be our concern. Our concern is, are we obedient and submissive? You know, with a submissive heart and attitude. Heavenly wisdom is full of mercy. It produces good fruit. And I really like this because if you can easily tell by just a personal evaluation if you're producing bad fruit. If all the fruit is bad, then you know you're missing it somewhere. It's your opportunity to look back and make sure you put things in line so that you start producing good fruit. Wisdom from above is impartial and it's very sincere. There is a lot of honesty when it comes to wisdom from above. It's not necessary to cut corners. You know, our God is big enough to solve anything. I was impressed actually by when I was reading the story of Solomon, where that part where all the kings had to come out just to see his wisdom. I want you to note that wisdom can be seen. And that is an amazing thing. So it's not something that you're going to hide under the table. Or it's not just talk, talk, talk. In wisdom, there are results. It can be seen by your good life. It can be seen by the deeds you do in humility. So, you know, when you're walking around and doing things, be observant and see those people who are full of wisdom. Because they have humility, they won't be out there making noise. No, so you have to be really observant and you realize, oh my goodness, so-and-so is extremely wise by their good deeds and their humility. And their good life will show that there is something that's happening behind closed doors. The main thing is our glory and the fulfillment of our purpose we have to fulfill while we are still here. It's hidden in divine wisdom. So we really have to crave for the heavenly wisdom so that we have divine direction, find the divine connections, be on track for the right thing. It will really be sad, you know, 5-10 years later to realize, oh my goodness, I've been on the wrong path this whole time. Oh, that will be heartbreaking. But, you know, if you already realize you've been on the wrong path, the good news, God said he'll turn everything for his glory. So find the right path, walk in it, and he will turn everything for his glory. And of course, the main question is always, okay, yes, I know about the wisdom. I know the differences in wisdom. I know I need it really bad. But then where can I find it? That was a question I was asking myself. You know, it has to be somewhere. It can't be that hidden, you know. And I, of course, as I was searching and trying to discover exactly where is the wisdom, really? It can't be that elusive, you know. We've already determined just being smart is not wisdom. Remember when you're in high school, you find all the smart kids, and by the time you get to, you know, professional level and everybody has careers, all those kids that seemed smart during high school, they fell off the planet, I would say. They didn't fall off the planet, but they are all like losers. And you wonder what really happened. You know, along the way, maybe they failed to develop, they made wrong choices, but life happens like that. But now we are going to discover exactly where the true wisdom is, and we'll focus on it and crave for it. And one of the best parts I found was when I was reading Job 28. When you get time, read the whole chapter. It's wonderful. And I'm reading from New International Version. So I'll just pick out a few of the verses that gave me this aha moment to really rethink how we think about wisdom and where to find it, because that's the whole point. We need to find it so we can get our job done and do the job well. You know, walk in the purpose, fulfill the purpose, reach the people we need to reach. Okay, I'm on Job 28:12. But where can wisdom be found? Where does understanding dwell? Man does not comprehend its worth. It can't be found in the land of the living. The deep say, it is not in me. The sea says, it's not in me. It can't be bought with the finest gold, nor can its price be weighed in silver. Okay, I'm going down to 21. It is hidden from the eyes of every living thing, concealed even from the birds of the air. Well, we are talking about wisdom here. Destruction and death say, only a rumor of it has reached our eyes. God understands the way to it, and he alone knows where it dwells, for he views the ends of the earth and sees everything under the heavens. When he established the force of the wind and measured out the water, when he made a decree for the rain and a path for the thunderstorm, then he looked at wisdom and appraised it. He confirmed it and tested it. And he said to man, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. and to shun evil is understanding. Oh my goodness. That is amazing. Well, let me repeat the last part. And he said to man, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to shun evil is understanding. God is amazing. He told us exactly where wisdom is and what we have to do to gain wisdom. I don't think I can add any more to this. I encourage you, read the whole chapter and allow it to sink, because our next question will be, how do we fear God? You know, how do we remain in that place of reverence and honor and giving him glory and being obedient? Because it's only those who do his works that are obedient to him. It's not just talk, talk, talk. You know, our God is a good God. He gave us so many instructions. I really love this holy book. I really do. Because every time I get stuck anywhere, the first place I run to is the holy book to see there should definitely be an answer in that manual. Seriously. You know, I can't be stuck. There is no way there is an answer. And I'm always happy to say I find an answer. Well, I hope you find this episode very helpful and enlightened of the secrets that are out there. You know, so don't be stuck. Anytime you feel you're going on the wrong track, reevaluate yourself. And you know, these are things that we do behind closed doors. No one will ever know that you're there reevaluating yourself and repositioning yourself to find the glory. The purpose is there. Your destiny is there and it's ready. It just needs you, but we need to have all these tools in line. I guess the plan, one of the plans of action for this episode is make sure you have your daily devotion, find a place, a time, a reading plan, a Bible reading plan, and start engaging God and ask him for answers. You know, he'll reveal more to you so that we can be able to dominate. We are designed to dominate and be that light set on a hill that no man can deny that it's there. In conclusion, well, have a wonderful week and look up all the other episodes. I'm sure you'll enjoy them. Send in your questions. I always love hearing from you.
You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and all the major podcast platforms.
Until next week, this is Kerry again. Bye.
Thank you again for tuning in to Life Then Finance. Please join Kerry King for another edition next week. For coaching, booking speaking engagements, and any other inquiries, please send an email to KerryKing@lifethenfinance.com or visit www.lifethenfinance.com. May the coming week be filled with exceeding grace and favor in every aspect of your life.